Welcome to Being Who You Are, the podcast. I'm your host, Naomi Simpson. I'm an astrologer, a transformational coach, a yogi, and an entrepreneur. And I believe that speaking authentically empowers others to do the same. Here, we can have conversation around what it means to live in integrity and how the way we live has an impact on the community around us. So thank you for welcoming me into your home and joining me for this conversation.
Welcome to the Serious Scorpio podcast. I am your host, Naomi Simpson, and today it is my delight to introduce you to my guest, Maria Gallet. Maria is a wonderful and dynamic woman, and I first met her at the Transformational Arts College in Toronto. I did my coaching certification under her tutelage and wisdom and guidance, which was a wonderful experience, I should say. Maria is a registered psychotherapist. She's a coach, a Reiki master, an energy and sound practitioner, and as I mentioned, an instructor at TAC, Transformational Arts College in Toronto. So welcome, Maria.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me for the conversation. I'm very grateful and I'm excited to explore this topic with you.
Beautiful.
So the question that I always begin with, which is really what I'm seeking to explore in this podcast, is the question of what it means to be true to yourself. So what does that mean for you?
So, you know, that's a really good question because it means so many different things to so many different people, you know, but for me personally, really is, you know, that old cliche, doing what you love, you know, and you'll never work a day in your life. And it's really around me really being present to myself, not selling out, not going with what's, you know, with what's going out there, but really fully understanding what my path is, allowing spirit to guide me, and really enjoying this this thing we call life, you know, this journey we call life, and, you know, really using my voice to help guide others to use theirs.
Okay. And that is that theme of like using our authentic expression to help others also authentically express is something that I feel very passionate about. And that's really why I'm actually doing this whole podcast. But I want to explore more of what you said about letting spirit guide you. And so sort of really tuning into yourself. So can you share how you open yourself up to do that?
Sure. So for me, whether I'm seeing a client, whether I've got to sit in front of a client, or right now on the computer, in a classroom, whatever that looks like, is I always make sure that I have that time where I have a little ritual where I'm sitting, I'm, you know, taking breaths, breathing into my heart, and just allowing. I work with guides, you know. My grandmother and my dad are one of my biggest guides. So I call them in. I call different guides depending on what I'm doing and what I'm feel driven to do. And so it's really around centering into the body and really taking anything that's going to interfere with me being fully present for whatever task I'm about to perform. And what that means is really shutting down my head. You know, and the thoughts, you know, and getting my critic out and getting the judge out and just really allowing my heart to open and speaking from that place. But I think the biggest thing is for me is to really know two things, that I'm not alone and that spirit will guide me no matter where I need to be, and to trust that. And trust is a huge thing, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And so much easier said than done to get out of the head and down into the heart. I know for myself, like when I'm speaking with clients and even friends, but often in client consultations, that is a big theme. In fact, it was in a reading I did for somebody yesterday and talking about like making sure the mind is in service to the soul and how we can do that through like embodiment practices and how that can lead us just to quiet that mind down, how we can quiet the mind down through, through, you know, meditation and mindfulness practices.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's that trust, right? To really fully trust that you're going to be okay. Because a lot of times what happens is when we get distracted, when that mind chatter starts to go, is because we've lost that trust. That we start, we've allowed the critic to come in with the message of who do you think you are, really? What do you think you're going to do? So it's really about quieting that side and trusting the, and allowing soul to speak.
Yes, right? Absolutely. And that, I think that's, it's so, it takes a lot of discernment to recognize, like, which voice is this? Mm-hmm. And usually I think, for me, I might journal about something and usually it's my mind that answers first. And then I'll sort of write something down and then I'll say, is that really true? And that's more when my heart will answer and allow that to come out. But I love too what you had to say about trust, because I think that's something that certainly I have struggled with on and off throughout life. And even more recently, I noticed in the fall, after I had started, my astrology and coaching business, which was a shift for me this year. And I had done astrology consultations for family and friends, but I had never actually done it as something for a business. And so I launched the business. And of course, I had all this momentum. And then I started sort of setting goals and I should be doing this many consultations and I need to be doing this many readings and I need. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden back in maybe October or November, I thought, wait, this isn't why you're here doing this. You are offering this as your service to humanity. This is something you feel really passionate that I feel so connected to. I love it. I love connecting with clients through the wisdom of astrology. And I don't want to create a situation where I'm feeling like I need to be achieving this and this. Like that is mm-hmm. going to take all the joy out of that connection. And so I really did sort of step back and say, I have trust that those who need me will find me. And I'm not going to push to try to get to a certain place by a certain time. And, I think that's so prevalent in our culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And even in the spiritual world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that's really important, is to understand or to really recognize and to really trust that the universe is so abundant, what's meant to be for you is going to get there without me having to struggle to get there. Because don't forget, when we're trying to, it's almost like, that hoarder, that mm-hmm. you stagnate the energy.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And so you're not in the flow. Mm-hmm. So, but when you let go and let spirit in, mm-hmm. then, the flow of life will really start to go. And it's that energy that what you put out there comes in, but really allowing the flow to flow.
Right.
For lack of a better expression.
Allowing the flow to flow. Yeah. And that's so true. Obviously now you're able to do this, although I'm sure it still takes practice even for you who.
Absolutely.
But tell me, have you always lived this way, or what were you?
God, no. I was in the busy corporate world for over 24 years of my working career. And, I never really, the thing that was missing for me was I loved what I did, mm-hmm. but it was a job.
Right.
And so when I started my courses here at Transformational Arts College, it was a really huge shift for me, because this idea of spirituality versus religion. I was mm-hmm. brought up Roman Catholic, and you're full of guilt. I'm also mm-hmm. Italian. I'm also a woman. So guilt was a big part of my life. So that emotion really doesn't allow you to be who you are, because mm-hmm. you're doing things because other people want you to do them and all of that. And so when I started here and I started to, I'll never forget being in one of my therapy sessions and understanding that the God, universe, whatever you want to call it, is really inside of me. It's not this statue that I have to go to.
Right.
What a shift that was. And it really took me a long time to get rid of the guilt in realizing the spirit is inside of me.
Okay.
You know, and that's for me was the shift between religion and spirituality.
Wow. And so what do you just think you were just open to it, or was there sort of like, what helped you really release that, so that, like, the old beliefs and the old stories that you had been raised with?
Lots and lots of work.
Right.
You know, it was just really doing a lot of my transforming the messages that I got.
Okay.
The negative beliefs that I believed about myself, that I wasn't worth to be this spiritual being. You know, that I wasn't worth doing what I wanted to do, that really, that I should be satisfied. And there's the word should again, that I should be satisfied with what I have, because I had a really good job and I was getting paid really good money, you know? And so why are you not satisfied? But there was this yearning,
okay,
you know, that really started to come through. And I guess I wasn't allowed, or I didn't allow myself to connect to it. Until really I started here, and then I started to be open to perhaps there's a different way of being. Mm-hmm. And I do have a voice and I could use it. How do I choose to use it though?
Wow.
Because don't forget what happens is that, so it's the pendulum swing, right?
Yes.
So then you decide that you have this voice and then you never shut up. Right. And so that's not healthy either. So how do we bring it into balance? So I went through a period where, you know, was probably pretty arrogant.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
Where, yeah, sure. You know, I have a voice and yes, I'm worthy of this and I'm, you know, and all of that. I'm instead of just like, just slowing it down again, the mind going and really slowing it down. And I think when I finally got to that place, and really people laugh at me, but people that know me pretty well, that it wasn't until I was able to take my first trip to Ireland and sitting in this field and really feeling so connected, not to the land only, but to my spirit, to who I really was meant to be.
Oh, wow.
And I remember sitting there and actually having one of the instructors from here that had passed away come through for me. And just, I bawled my eyes out for 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And so it really was a very pivotal moment for me to really start to understand what spirit really was.
Wow. That, I mean, that sounds like a really life-altering and transformational experience for sure.
Yeah.
To have such a personal,
kind
of real epiphany.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it was, and that's, you know, and then you start to, and of course, you know, as you said, there's times when you kind of shift back and forth and, you know, old fears come in or old messages come in. It's when those come in, it's not about judging yourself. Oh no, here we go going back. It's about, okay, you know, tomorrow will be different.
Right.
Or, you know, taking that time to connect again and understanding and taking a look, what just happened that had me go back to that and really taking a look, you know, what was I feeling? What was the situation around me? You know, all that kind of stuff. And this year has been really amazing for that. You know, I know everybody's been, you know, we've had enough of it, but if you think about it, it's really, you know, what do you, how do you want to do life differently?
Right.
Right.
Exactly. And I think, you know, I'm not dismissing the suffering that has been caused by the pandemic at all. Cause that, you know, I'm not interested in spiritually bypassing that.
Absolutely.
But I agree that it's been this incredible opportunity to be deeply introspective and to be become very, very clear on what is important to me in life, what can fall by the wayside. And also, you know, I remember when it first started and my daughter who's 16, she said to me, you know, Mom, it's kind of nice not to be rushing around all the time. And I thought, wow, you know, this for a teenager who we assume wants to be like out and about and doing things and be social. And of course she wants to be connected with people, but it made me realize that even though I thought we were fairly conscious in the way we chose to spend our time and energy, there were a lot of things we were doing that were completely unconscious and they were exhausting. And to have the opportunity to say, no, enough, you know, and so the challenge will be post COVID. Okay. Well, how do we achieve that balance again?
Yep. Absolutely. you know, doing the things that, you know, we want to do, you know, go out with friends, go traveling, doing all that. But how do we stay centered?
Yes.
Really?
And I think I also really appreciate the very important point you made about forgiving yourself and not judging, because I think it's so easy to get into, well, first, of course, we always have not just we don't just judge ourselves. We have lots of other people who are quite happy to jump in and judge for us.
Absolutely.
So it's hard enough to tune those voices out. And then, of course, that voice in your head is often the harshest critic, that part of ourselves that's the critic that just loves to be. I know I think it's in nonviolent communication or compassionate communication, they call it the jackal.
And
you know, the jackal has a lot to teach us. And so you want to hear it, but you can also say, okay, I hear you, but I needed to revisit this one more time, or there was something more for me to learn here. And that's okay too. You know, I find sometimes I've been sort of paralyzed to do something because I'm so afraid of making the wrong choice or doing the wrong thing. And I think, oh, you know, what would happen if this? And then I think there is no wrong decision. You know, I heard a really wonderful way of putting it. And it was something like, you know, mistakes. And I say mistakes in quotations. It's just like our unsuccessful attempts at learning or,
Absolutely.
You know, and that, you know, I thought that's so wise and true. Yeah. So we don't need to get all sort of wrapped up about it or anything.
No, absolutely. You know, like a mistake to me, the only time it's a mistake is if I keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, you know. Yeah. But if I put something out there or I want to achieve something and it doesn't turn out quite the way I want it to turn out, that doesn't mean it's a mistake if I've learned the lesson and what I need to do it differently next time.
Right.
Then it's a lesson versus a mistake.
Absolutely.
So it's how you look at that, because, you know, the word mistake just keeps coming in over and over again. Oh, that's a mistake. Is it really though? Yeah. Or is it teaching us something?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And as you said, it's that if as long as we're not just repeating it unconsciously with no thought and no understanding it and just hoping it's going to turn out differently. Like if I just keep bashing my head against this wall, it's going to
be... one of these days it's going to start to really hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So tell me, I mean, you've sort of already talked about like your early path and that, you know, you really weren't living in a way that was true to you because you felt this longing for more, this kind of need for more or whatever, however, just that I'm not sure if you would call it emptiness, but that there was something missing.
Right.
And then you started on this path, which really led you, once you started to tune in and sort of connect more, it really did bring you onto what I would say is a very authentic path.
Absolutely.
So tell me what kind of effect that's had in your life with your connections with your family and your friends and how, because I really believe that the more we live in sync with our true purpose and when we live with a sense of purpose, we help other people do the same thing. We're leading through our example. So tell me about that experience for you.
Absolutely. You know, and I think the biggest fear that we have when we want to do it differently is that the people that we care about the most, you know, they're not going to be on board or they're going to disown you or they're not going to love you anymore. So we have all of these, you know, needs that we feel, because really as human beings, there's a couple of needs. There's food and there's love. You know, and we want to be loved by the people that we love. But what I think what's really important to understand is when you first start doing it differently, other people around you, they'll push back because they're not comfortable with this new way of being for me. Right. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is if you stick to it and if you really find that authentic self, you'll find the people around you, like I know with my brothers, my sister, my nieces, my nephews, you know, my friends, they've all kind of joked around about me levitating when I'm meditating, for instance, to really fully trusting my judgment, trusting me. And a newfound, I think, respect that I never felt before. I always felt that I had to prove myself, that I had to do this. But when you give in and you just say, you know, this is who I am,
right,
and you don't have to, you know, agree with it, just respect my way of being, then you'll find that other people around you will actually really start to do that without me telling them that, you know? Okay. And so it's been really great to have, you know, amazing conversations with my siblings. And I, you know, my nieces and nephews in particular, where, you know, I had this relationship with them that I always had to be their favorite and always had to go through all their games, all their recital. And the fear behind that was that if I didn't do that, they wouldn't love me.
Okay.
So when I actually started listening to myself and started to take care of myself, if I'm tired, I might not be able to go to that particular game today. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, my nieces and nephews still love me. You know, and so it was just, oh, okay, so I could be who I am. And then I allowed them or model for them to be who they are.
Right.
You know, and I'm really fortunate to have amazing human beings in my life that really, you know, trust in what I need to do, whether they understand it or not, but are there for me. And so they start, you know, people around you will start to perhaps be maybe more true to who they are.
Right. I love that. And I love that example. And I think, you know, that reminds me, like, I think we don't give each other enough credit when we think, oh, people aren't going to accept this, you know, new me or this different right. version of me. And yet they also have the ability to grow and change.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's, I'm always interested at different kind of phases of life. And, you know, people will say like, oh, you know, when you did that, I found that really inspiring, or I thought that really took courage. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think that anybody sort of noticed.
Right.
So we never know what kind of impact we're actually having.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this quote from our coaching program that near the end, I think it might have even been the last class, where I said, you know, never underestimate the impact that you have. Mm-hmm. That you changing your life or transforming or do what you need, you're transforming other people's around you, you know, yeah. without even knowing. And sometimes, you know, years later, you know, I had a coworker of mine at the other company that I work with. And I guess I had posted something on Facebook around my dad's death mm-hmm. and was his birthday and all of that. And just this one particular person whom I thought, I don't know who this person, he was just a coworker, but he basically said, you know, your compassion and the way you were around me when my grandmother passed away, the love that you show, the care that you show, I try to live every day to emulate that. Who would have thought that from this one particular person? It's just somebody that worked for me.
Yeah. That's, you know, so powerful.
Yeah. And that really brought it back. Don't underestimate the impact that you might have on people you don't even know.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And that's that whole, you know, that's why I think it's important to be kind to everyone. You know, it's that it really takes so little effort to just show like basic kindness and respect in all of our interactions with all beings. It's so
Absolutely.
Much easier than just approaching it in, you know, a dismissive way or non-engagement or whatever.
Absolutely.
But that's amazing too.
Yeah. And, it's a reminder, right?
Absolutely.
To just kind of, like you said, be kind. Mm-hmm. You know, because you don't know, we don't know where people have been, what their life experience has yeah. been, you know. And so for me to start to judge somebody because they're doing something in a way that might not be in line with what I would do, mm-hmm. you know, that's pretty horrible because
yeah.
I don't know the experience that brought this person to where they are today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in, you know, that's, I find when you're doing work, I mean, particularly you as a psychotherapist, a coach, a healer, I know myself, the stories that I hear when I'm connecting with people over their charts or coaching, I feel deeply honored that they're trusting me with these stories. And also some of what's shared is so shocking and horrifying. And you think, you know, and everybody, and that's not to say like everybody experiences different traumas, yeah. And so it's all, you know, it's all based on what our experience is. And so, but that it just, to me, it's really helped me understand that we all come into this life with so many different stories and we're trying to learn and grow from them and heal. And healing is a lifelong process.
Absolutely.
That's for
sure. Absolutely.
It's not, I thought for what, like, okay, I should be healed now.
Yeah, but it's like, I always like to say, you know, when you get to that place, when you're complete, then it's time to cross over and I'm not ready to do that yet. So there's a lot more healing to be done.
No way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me, has this past year with the pandemic, how has it changed your ability to live more authentically, or has it heightened it for you?
So a couple of different things that really come to mind when you ask that question. And it's really around, you know, there's some disappointment sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. Today I was supposed to fly out to go to Ireland and Wales.
Oh,
but unfortunately that didn't happen. So the disappointment.
Yeah.
And so, but how do you deal with that? You know, and instead of, so, you know, I'm human and I get disappointed, I get angry, I get frustrated, you know, I see what's going on out there. But I think when I'm fully, you know, connecting, when I'm really take that step back, and, you know, this has been so great, not only for us individually, but for the earth itself to kind of reestablish the sense of balance, but also to each and every one of us, if we take the time, what's really important, you know, I miss sitting around the kitchen table with my family, you know,
yes.
I miss hugging my friends, my nieces, my nephews, my brothers, my mom, you know, I miss all of that. So, if you take that time, you start to realize what's really important in life. You know, how can I, once all this is over and we're able to go back to whatever normal is going to look like, you know, what do I carry with me? Do I go on my merry way and just forget about what's really important and or ignore it? Mm-hmm. Or do I take more time for the people that I care about? You know,
right.
Take more time to do the things that bring that joy, you know. If I get called to phone somebody, then pick up the phone and do it. Don't, because we don't know, if this year has told us anything, we don't know what tomorrow would bring. We don't know who's going to be there for us, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we don't ignore those messages the universe gives us.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. And it's interesting that you say that, because I certainly, I'm always quite open and receptive to the universe's synchronicities. And, but I've been much more likely this past year to take action. And, like, as you said, you know, so if somebody pops in my head that I haven't thought of for a long time, I will actually pick up the phone and call them. Whereas in the past, I might've just been like, oh yeah, I wonder how they're doing. And then I think, nope, there's a reason. I probably need to actually reach out and connect with this person.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And I do think, I agree. I think, you know, it's so funny when all is said and done, and this year has been a massively transformative year for me, and I'm grateful for that experience. It's also had its share of pain,
absolutely,
which is, you know, that's par for the course.
Yeah.
But what have I really, really missed? Same thing that you miss. Like, I miss travel. I was supposed to be doing, you know, last April, I was supposed to hike another part of the Camino de Santiago in Spain, but that of course fell by the wayside, and I haven't rescheduled at this stage. And so, yeah, you miss things like travel and that, but for me, the biggest thing is like, I just miss hugging and kissing my family and friends.
Absolutely.
Full stop.
Yeah. I'm a hugger. So this has been really difficult for me.
I know. My poor daughter is like, stop touching me, mom. Cause I'm like, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze.
Yeah, really. It's true. Yeah.
And I feel very lucky that I have an unwilling participant in my house. And I deeply am concerned for people who live on their own, who've had like zero physical contact. That's so unnatural, not healthy for us. And really stressful. So that's, I think, you know, that's something that I think has become just so clear. And I feel like most people that I've spoken to feel the same way, that, you know, they've really have become very clear on things that truly matter. And so it'll be it'll be a really interesting thing to see how we evolve beyond this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I know people think, oh, yeah, we've changed forever. People are not going to be getting close to people. They're not going to hug. And that, I think that's BS. Yeah. You know, we are by nature, we're people that want to connect. You know, absolutely. We're humans. We want to connect with other humans, and that will come back. I have no question that that will come back.
Yeah. We're a social animal, and that's not going to change. Like, and that's what we're, I really believe that's what we're here for, connection. That's, we learn the most through our relationships and partnerships. That's
absolutely,
you know, that's the ultimate spiritual development. I think it was, who was it? I think it was Ram Dass said something like, if you think you're spiritually evolved, go and spend a week with your family of origin. And I was like, oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing so openly and willingly about this part of your life and this part of your journey. Before we close, do you have any questions you'd like to ask me?
Not a question, just a comment. I'm really, really proud of, you know, the person that stepped in my first class to where you're at today.
Proud
of what you've done and really followed. Speaking about following your truth, you're following it and doing it in a really elegant way. So
Thank you, Maria. Thank you.
You know, I'm really, really grateful that, you know, you were able to reach out to me to do this, but also to see how far you've come. So grateful for that.
Thank you. And I'm deeply grateful for the role that you've played on this part of my evolution. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any final thoughts or comments?
Just, you know, just as human beings, you know, again, we've said it before, but just be really kind, because you don't know what other people's journey has been, you know. Really try as much as we can to get rid of judgment for ourselves and others, the criticism, and really come, you know, as much as you can, because we are human, we have human frailties that come in, but as much as you can, try to work in a way where your heart is completely open and you're coming from that place as much as you can, you know, and not criticizing yourself or judging yourself where you've missed or where you've taken another step in the direction that perhaps isn't for your highest good or somebody else's highest good. And then just come back, you know, breath.
Yes. And forgive yourself and forgive other people. I think we're so hard on ourselves and we're so hard on others, and it's, it doesn't have to be that way. So choose again and choose to be softer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much.
It's been wonderful speaking with you.
And
you too.
Namaste. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And we look forward to the next conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for Being Who You Are, the podcast. I'm your host, Naomi Simpson. If you enjoyed our time together today, please share this podcast with a friend and head on over to wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rate and review. That helps get our content into the hands of more people who might enjoy it. Thanks again, and looking forward to our next conversation.